You're listening to Anthony Gargano in the Morning Guys. This is the BNC Live.
I love all the bitches.
Stop your bitching!
Brought to you by Swart Cutter. Get the money you deserve. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All the Eagles fans that are calling in now, taking pride that Foles played bad, that's your defense mechanism because you guys were wrong about the guy. So you want to take shots at him in the preseason. Go ahead. Low-hanging fruit. It means nothing. And that mentality, you're just a loser and you don't know sports.
Wait, what's going on here? What was he saying? That he's saying, can't be critical of Nick Foles in a preseason?
No, people were taking perceived joy with his, coming up short on Thursday night or making up for the fact that they didn't believe in him last year, and it's kind of a defense mechanism.
But nobody believed in him last year. Let's be honest.
I'm the biggest Foles supporter in the world, and I was saying, at best you win one playoff game.
Well, and that was going into the playoffs. Let's go back to when Carson Wentz got hurt. The only people that believed in Nick Foles, at least publicly, were his teammates.
The 52 other guys.
Okay, take it a step further.
It was Nick Foles. He was the only one that, like, you know what? I can do it.
Right.
I can do this.
That's what proving people wrong in the is about.
I can do this.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough.
Yes, yes.
And gosh darn it, people like me.
I am special. I am talented. I can do this.
I'm sitting here finishing up watching the Phillies game, and I see them get their ass kicked again by the last team, and I don't understand why, for a low-level minor league guy, they didn't get Cole Hamels. What's Cole Hamels with Chicago? Four games started, 3-0 with 20 strikeouts. No, but we don't want to give up a low-level minor league guy to bring him back to Philly.
Yeah, Jamie brought this up in the 5 a.m. hour, and for whatever reason, the Philadelphia Phillies front office believed that Vince Velasquez and Nick Pivetta were enough.
We're good!
That's it. Now, listen, they helped in other areas. They clearly got better. At least we thought they got better at offense, at the plate. We know that they brought in an arm as a reliever. However, they whatever way you look at it, they neglected the starting pitching. And, hey, bro, you're right. Cole Hamels has played so well in Chicago, you'd like to think a homecoming here would even be as good at the very least.
Definitely. Someone that's a fan favorite here as well.
Yeah. You're right.
It's hard not to have the mind wander last night.
That's
Are
fair.
You kidding me with that bad tie? You know what you do with him, man? You want to go to war with him, man? You know what you do with him? You cut him. And you make an example of him. Just cut him.
So you cut Vitae. You just go straight to cutting Vitae.
He was your left tackle in the Super Bowl and NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that Vitae can learn from. It's something that he can fix. It's a technical issue that he's dealing with right now. And hopefully he can fix it because that's going to be his Achilles heel going on to the game. Because now everybody's going to go back and watch. Okay, you know what? I don't want to just bull rush this guy. I need to go ahead and give him that butt and go. Let's make him stop his feet, then work edge. And also, he was saying that he stops his feet. Well, then that's a problem as an offensive tackle. Because when you're passing and you get that stab, you never stop your feet. It should be stab in, and then you inside step with your inside foot, and then you push off it to come right back out. So it's not a stopping of the feet. It's steady movement, but you have to understand how to shift your body to adjust for that inside move and then come back out of it. But punching will help it a lot.
You know? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to say real quick, I think that Foles and Vitae, we've taken two calls in the BNC here. We've overvalued. It's okay, but we've overvalued the backup. It's okay.
After Bradford and Packers, can't we just realize that preseason is, I don't want to say meaningless, but
well, when you look bad,
it shows a lot.
Yeah, I think when you look bad, you can take away.
But we need to stop overreacting and, to a lot.
It depends on how they bounce back.
Right, see? There's the guy telling you. Yeah. The guy who's in the trenches
he's
telling you.
Yeah, it depends on how you bounce back.
Right. This is God. Well, I wasn't too enthusiastic about the play against the Patriots, but you got to give the Patriots some props. This is going to be the new norm, them winning in the preseason and losing when it counts.
I like it, but this is the thing that I had a problem with, and this is why I timed each throw. And when you looked at how, when you go back and you watch how Tom Brady was so surgical You know, and where he, where his passes were coming out at 1.3, 1.7, 1.8, you know, 1.5, you know, 2.4. I mean, that tells me that our secondary needs to be a lot more physical and play a lot tighter because we're not giving our defensive line time to get there.
Interesting. Look at that.
Yeah,
that's next level, right?
Well, you know, that's how.
See, that's what you can take out of a preseason game, Jamie Lynn. You're too busy trying to out people brushing their teeth.
I just meant our overreactions. Sometimes we need to chill as fans, not as guys on the team.
Hampler started Santana against the ground when Justin Bour hit a little under 500 against him. Two home runs. His explanation was defense.
Yeah, I mean, listen, DeGrom is beatable, meaning you can beat the Mets when DeGrom is out there. You may not be able to beat DeGrom himself, but you can outlast and beat that team. I'm not going to give the Phillies a pass just because Noah Syndergaard and Jacob DeGrom were in the rotation in a five-game series. I can't, Trey Thomas, give them a pass.
Man, DeGrom came out there on fire, though, dude. Nine innings, 98 mile per hour fastball.
It was a strong case for his Cy Young.
A 1.7 ERA down from last year, which was 3.5.
You're going to have to let me bitch about something today.
I mean, bitch
either
about
the officiating
it.
Or
get
the Phillies.
I mean,
I'm going to have, otherwise, I'm
going to
combust at home.
Pushing little kids over, you know.
Nah. No, don't believe Jamie. That's not true. I don't do that.
Knocking everybody's ice cream cones
you
out of their hands,
out.
You know.
I open up the door for trick or treaters, okay?
Not courtesy flushing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't.
Now stop, okay? Now you're taking it a step far. I do wash my hands. We use soap, all that stuff. I adhere to the proper things that you do in the bathroom. I just happen to get a little tight here for time when it comes to brushing your teeth. What's next?
If you could have read Tom Brady's mind at the end of the preseason game against the Eagles, it would have gone like this. Yeah, let me just find Foles and get out of here. Can't believe the heat I'm taking for this. It's painful to me. I lost to this dude, and come on, let's be real. Right, Carson Wentz. Heck, at least the other times I lost to a Manning.
Wow. That's pretty strong right there.
Yeah, just aggressive.
Yeah, seriously.
just aggressive on a Monday morning.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, riled up.
Good morning, Joe. I just want to say thank you to the Colorado Rockies.
For what?
They swept the Braves.
Okay.
Four-game series.
Yes!
If the Phillies had done their job here and won four
of
five. Okay.
That's not on the Rockies.
But it's... it.
Rockies helped us out, man.
It curbs my enthusiasm. Okay?
Yeah, I hear you, but... All you can ask is the Braves lose at this point.
Both of you just reluctant to attack this baseball team. Why? Why? This is the one day that they deserve it, okay?
It was atrocious.
I believe in the Kepler. Let's stay positive.
I believe in Gabe Kapler, too, but he deserves positive. To get ripped, okay? Carlos Santana, the home run aside, this team deserves to get ripped.
Oh, I would heavily consider a platoon at this point with Santana.
Odubel Herrera needs to be benched for Roman Quinn.
He needs some Adderall or something, man.
Yeah, he's been having some issues out there.
Well, I'm just saying, all right? Let me be upset. Last one here.
Let's just face some cold, hard facts. The Phillies just aren't that good. They're a year away, maybe two. There's some bright spots, but they're not going to make the playoffs. They can't beat the bad team. They're done. I'm ready for the Eagles.
Wow. All right, save that call.